Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. In fact, I've been working on your financial freedom for 35 years. That's right, folks, 35 years. September 1990, I started Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're coming up on that again. So we are going to have our 35th anniversary party. It's going to be a big one, and I'm going to teach the two-day again for the first time in a long time. But this time, it's going to be completely different because it's not only going to have just the basic facts on how to buy and do real estate correct, locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, everything, the whole bit, everything about real estate. It's also going to have what I've learned over 35 years that has changed my opinion of things and what mistakes people have made. Even though we've tried to direct people away from making mistakes, people keep coming up with ways to do things and why they think they work. So I'm going to be able to clear a lot of that stuff out for you. It's going to be really a great presentation. Now, because I want you there, because, you know, you've been listening to me for only 6 days or maybe 6 weeks, maybe 6 months, maybe 6 years, and you haven't done anything. So I want you to come there. What I'm going to give you if you come there is a special gift. I'm not disclosing what the gift is, but if you get there, I'm going to get you a gift, all right? But I want you to show up. But more importantly than that, if you're a non-member, here's what I'm going to do. Normally, our membership is $740. We've been running a special for $298, $297, something like that, for a one-year membership. I'm going to drop that down. If you call right now, get on this thing right now. You can get in for $197. $197 is all it costs to get a year's membership. And for $1 more, you can sign up a friend or a relative. So it's $197 for you and a dollar more for whoever you want to bring with you. Wow. Now, if that doesn't get you off the couch, I don't know what will. So I'm leaving that right there because we have a great set of guests today that we want to get in, and let's go ahead and bring them on. This is Tell Del Tuesday, and with us today is Peggy and Leo Morgan. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Dale. Thank you. We appreciate the invitation to come on.
Your old staples for the program, and since we have the anniversary, we'll get you on here and let you tell everybody, you know, as someone that's been around, what this really means. I mean, you're insiders from way back. So let's go ahead and cover that. Why don't we just get started? Let everybody know who you are. What did you guys do before you got here? What brought you here? And so on and so forth. That's a quick little intro to you.
Actually, my last career job was I was a banker. I worked for a large national bank. And Leo has been in sales most his career. And I've been like management and accounting. And I retired. And then what we did, we started trading stock options. We would buy the stock and sell the options. And when the recession hit, we weren't doing very well, and we weren't making enough to put food on the table. And thank goodness, Dale, Leo had been listening to you on the radio a number of years, and he said, well, let's go over and let's go check Lifestyles Unlimited out. And so we did, and we went to the two-day, which, as you were just talking about, got 16 hours of education on multifamily and single family. And Leo had a little bit of real estate experience. You certainly don't have to have that because Lifestyles will train you how to invest. And but he was excited. He knew that it made sense, and he was ready to join. And it took me a little bit of time. I had to go in and just kind of prove it to myself. And I kept hearing David, who was the first guy that trained us, talk about the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner of the Year Award and how we had won that. And, Dale, you were the first one to win, I think, in 06. And then you train the members to follow the path. And so I looked up the National Apartment Association website, and I saw those people's names on there that David was talking about. And so I knew Lifestyles was real. And so we ended up joining and got going and got into 10 deals our first year.
Wow, that's amazing. I do want to ask you, though, because a lot of people out here are sitting on the couch contemplating. And I'm trying to get people to stop contemplating. This is 35 years. I'm getting old. I need people to make a decision to come in here and get this thing done. So I would just, because you being a banker should have looked at this like, oh, my gosh, real estate scam. And he being a salesman should have said, oh, listen to that guy on the radio. What a salesman. Blah, blah, blah. There should have been built-in skepticism there. What did you guys think when you first showed up? Tell me how, I know, like you said, it took you a while to get around it. What broke the skepticism, and what kind of skepticism did you have as, you know, very logical people?
Well, there's so much fraud out there, so that's one issue. You know, you just never know. And, I mean, I felt okay coming. I knew Leo was excited about it. But I remember you guys talked about the white paper and where y'all hold the leads, which most people call them syndicators. You hold them to a standard, and there's certain things that if they break the rules, then they're kicked out of the club, because you are very big on protecting your investors, your passives. And, you know, I loved hearing that. And just some of the terms that you guys were talking about in real estate, I've had just a little bit of exposure being in a family that had some real estate investments. And I knew, you know, I knew somewhat that what you guys were talking about made sense. And just the fact that you weren't in a hotel for an evening and then you were going to be gone the next day. You know, you had a brick and mortar office. In fact, you've got at least three brick and mortar offices. And that made me feel good. And then just realizing if this company is strong enough to train somebody to win these National Apartment Association awards, then you know what you're doing. So those were things that I remember that really got me going.
That was an answer, Bird, because I told Peggy, I said, geez, I said, what do you think they do? Rent out, you know, 5,000 square feet of office space and just let it sit there for nothing? I said, it's not a hotel. And I said, no, that we ran into that mortgage broker. I was talking to him, and I knew my father and my uncle, they had done some business industrially. And so I knew him somewhat. He goes, yeah, this is a great organization. Along with running into a real estate broker that his son actually is now the head guy of CBRE Apartments. But he said, this is where I always take my deals to come up to Lifestyles, because these people know what they're doing. They put their deals together. They train their people on what they're doing, and they're successful. And he says it's a real pleasure working with them. And I thought, boy, I heard that. I thought, well, first off, David Fisher said that you guys were in with the good old boy gang. Well, you know what? That guy was in the good old boy gang. And I thought, that's where we're at, man. We're on the right track here. So I told Peggy, I said, you know, if you don't want to ever do this, I'm not going to argue with you every night, but I will take half the money and go do it. And then you can follow me, because she likes making money more than I do. And so she ended up coming along, and now we've created an animal, because I can't stop her. I mean, she's just uncontrollable. Analyzing deals, talking it up, and she's a real, real go-getter.
What in the two-day? I know this is a long time back, 2014. Wow.
Almost 11. Ago.
Yeah, so way back then, if you can remember that. I can't remember where I was at yesterday, but if you can remember, what was it when you went to the two-day that really triggered it? There's always that aha moment. He goes, that is what I had to hear. That's what I needed. That was the missing link. What was your aha moments, guys?
I was just listening to everything made sense to me on David Fisher. I was excited about the single family on Saturday, that got into the multifamily. It came through clear, and I knew in the past, I remember always learning that, you know, apartments are a great thing to invest in, as long as you can get the right, you know, you get the managers and you get the right people working for you, and Lifestyles does that, and it is a great way for cash flow, and it gives you incredible tax benefits, And when I was in there listening to everything y'all had going on, y'all had three, at the time, y'all had three offices. One was in Houston, one in San Antonio, and one in Dallas. And I was sitting there thinking, I thought, I remember I'd go up to my dad and Michael's office, and that's sitting there, and these brokers would come in and talk to him because my dad and Michael were buyers of, you know, more industrial-type properties. But, you know, and I said, well, why don't y'all ever buy anything? They said, well, let's just hold on a little longer, and, you know, we'll end up coming across something that really will give us more bang for the buck, we think, sometimes. And so I always remember them having these brokers come by. Well, with Lifestyles, the way it's set up, it's to where the passes, you know, we go over there and we get to meet the leads. And at the time, I think there's about 70 leads. And I told Peggy, I said, here's what we need to do. Is we need to go get in the car. We need to meet every single lead. And if they don't want to meet us, then we're going to meet them anyway. And and get on their list. And I said, we'll tell them about how great we are. We'll sound like Donald Trump and Trammell Crowe mixed together. And Peggy did a great job. She's fearless, and she got in there and got after it too. And we had it to where, you know, we were looking at a lot of deals in all those cities and all around Texas. And that's what, you know, my father and my uncle would just love that, because that way they could, you know, go through more deals and analyze them. And we did really good in the beginning, and we've done great the whole way through. Let me tell you, there's not been one step where we've regretted one thing about it. It's just thank God for Lifestyles. So anyways, it hit me, and I just thought, man, we got to get this thing.
Here's an interesting question that I've asked you before, and I've asked people for years, and now it's interesting. For years I've asked this question. I want to see if your answer has changed. I used to say, which is more important, the horse or the jockey? In other words, the deal or the syndicator putting the deal together, which we call a lead. And the only reason we call them leads for those people out there, because we make them agree to the white paper and sign this thing that says they're going to follow these rules, which is supposed to make it safer for these deals if you do it our way compared to some other way. All right, got that down. Bottom line, though. Back, 99% of the people told me they thought the jockey was the most important and not the horse. What do you see now? Now that you can look back 11 years, you've got a lot of hindsight. Hindsight is 2020. What do you think?
Yeah, we've always looked at both. I mean, we have to feel comfortable with the lead, feel like they're going to do the job. We check references. The great thing about Lifestyles is you can check references with other people that have invested with them before. And we can also check with the mentors that are mentoring them. And then we can also check with the operations consultants. And these are ladies that have been in property management for 30 plus years working at big property management companies. They've got answers to about any question that you could ask. And we always check with them and make sure that this member that wants to lead a deal, to syndicate a deal, that they're in good standing. And we love that we can check all this stuff out. So really, to us, it's very important that we're comfortable with the lead, but it's very important to analyze the deals. And I was going to compliment you getting on every 2 weeks and mentoring your members. I mean, I don't know how many founders of companies do that, you know, you're very hands-on and you open it up for questions. And you know, we've been around, as you know, a long time, but we're still learning stuff. Every week I pick up something, or every other week I pick up something new from you. So we give you kudos for that.
Well, I thank you.
And you go into great depth.
Yeah, I want to clarify why I had to come back and do that again. I mean, I used to do that 20 years ago. When we come back, we'll break, we'll discuss it. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with Peggy and Leo Morgan in the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today with me on Tell Del Tuesday is Peggy and Leo Morgan. And as we went to break, they were asking a question that I promised that I would answer when we came back. Actually, they didn't ask the question. I was just going to bring up some information. They were thanking me for doing these classes on two Wednesdays out of the month. And the point, guys, is that for 15 years, Lifestyles, from 1990 to 2008, how many years would that be? 18 years. First 18 years of Lifestyles, the values of real estate went up every single year. 2008, they crashed. But at that time when they crashed, we only owned small apartments and houses. We weren't up into the big, giant apartment complexes yet. So all these apartment complexes were falling into disarray and losing money, be worth 50 cents on the dollar and so forth. And I said, you know what? This is our chance to get into the big business, into the big deal. So I started buying these things, and boom. Once I started buying them, everybody started buying them. And then it went up. The values went up again every single year until like 2000 and COVID and stuff. And 2021, 22, somewhere in there, the market peaked. What happened was the people had no idea that there ever could be a down market. The members had no idea how to deal with it. They didn't believe it. When I told them it was happening, or it was going to happen, then I told them it was happening. Even when it was happening, they wouldn't believe me that it was happening, that the market was falling apart. And so they were buying stuff in ways that didn't make sense. So the real problem then, Peggy and Leo, is that the leads only make money, or syndicators only make money when they syndicate, so they didn't want to stop. So they kept buying stuff even though the prices were too high. And the passives didn't know any better because they went through the regular training and had no idea that this marketplace had changed so radically. So they didn't know. They had trusted that these leads all were the smart ones in the room and would go ahead and make the right decision. And so because of this lack of information and knowledge, people weren't getting on the same page and making the right decisions. And some deals were purchased that they paid way too much for. And some deals were purchased with adjustable rate mortgages they couldn't get out of. So it was an education problem. I saw it, glaring education problem. And that's why I said I got to get back in and start teaching again. So since January of this year, I've been teaching. So it's really helped. Unbelievable difference, the communications that we are having with the leads now and what they know now and what they didn't know, you know, 12 or 6 months ago type thing. So let's move on and talk about the fact that you both have looked at both the lead and the deal, right? And did you look more for cash flow or for capital gains? Which approach was more interesting to you?
You know, we're okay with both, Dale, so it really doesn't matter. I'd say initially cash flow was more important, but now that we've been in a while, we're okay with either one. We just have to be comfortable with the deal and the numbers and the lead. And then we're ready to go.
I thought we were going to end up hitting all our deals in North Dallas and up in there. And, it, you know, what I thought was one thing, it turned out being just the opposite. You know, we made all our money, well, not all of it, but a huge portion of it, by being in deals down in South Dallas, which nobody would go to, and got in with some good leads down there. And these people have never sold. And I mean, it is just there down around us, down at I-35 and I-20. There has been 50 million square feet of industrial space put in for, you know, not just for distribution, but it's for fulfillment, for manufacturing, blah, blah, blah. And it's just ever, when COVID hit, for companies, you couldn't even find a warehouse, I think, in Houston, and all those ships that were on the West Coast started coming through the Panama Canal or around the south side of South America, came up to Houston. Well, anyways, after it filled up, they started coming up to Dallas on 45, and which is a just super nice highway. and they got up there and they got to Dallas and they saw where 20, which is a super highway, crossed it, and I-35 is a super highway, and it crossed 20. And then that section area, there has been just incredible number of employment that has come in. And every day I would send one of these leads, I'd send them these articles out of the newspaper. We got three more people here. It's just, and we got to the point where what I thought was going to be a refinance bonanza for us turned into where we still own them and we've refinanced and the cash flow on them. I mean, you look at the net operating income down to the debt service, and I'm like, God, $85,000 cash flow. I was like, you know, a lot of that, they rehab stuff and stuff because they were a little bit lower end. They were like B properties, but that's what this lead did. He's a specialist for that. And it just is turned into, I just didn't think that would happen.
Let me break into there, Leo, because a lot of that information is very detailed that people all across the whole nation won't really understand. But what they would understand, like to know about, is that I think it was John Pry that came up with the don't eat your seed corn concept. Explain to them what you just said about refinancing and or selling and then regenerating. Explain to you people how you manage your portfolio and how that regeneration process works.
Well, what we do is we make sure we've got enough in the bank to cover us for a couple of years, and everything else we just keep putting into our investments. So, you know, if we were to make money and spend it and not reinvest it, then we're not going to build our net worth like we have. So Dale, I know you do this. We do high yield savings accounts when the money's sitting there waiting to invest. And so we're still making money on it. But, you know, in the past, we refied a lot more than we're doing these days on our deals. And, you know, right after we refied, then we might be able to get two deals where we were just in one deal before. So we just kept building our portfolio and our net worth doing that. And then when we'd sell, we'd use that money to buy another apartment. So that's how we did it. Just keeping enough, though, to cover us for a couple of years in our bank account.
You've owned as many as 60-some properties, right?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you buy and sell them and buy and sell them. Well, actually buy, hold, and then at some point, you know, the process brings you to either refinance it or to sell it. What are you down to now? I know that we've been selling a bunch of stuff off. Marketplace is hot again. We're starting to buy again. But for the last 2 years, 3 years, we've been selling off. What are you down to?
So we're down to 42.
Okay.
So we've sold 18.
So have you guys been aware yet that the market is starting to turn back around and we're starting to get hot again?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm literally consulting about 10 deals a day, guys. That's how many deals are getting done now, which is quite impressive and a lot of work for me. So it was a lot easier when there was two deals a day, you know? But,
but it's going to be a little
cycle finally come around, too.
Yeah, Peggy, I'm not complaining. That's just grumpy Odell saying, okay, I'm working my butt off. But I don't know, that's probably bragging more than complaining. I don't know. But the bottom line is that's the way that real estate works, right? It's cyclical. We're on the upward swing side. It's time to be in, time to be involved. And by the way, that reminds me, for you, it's time to get going. If you're sitting there on the couch listening to all this, here's people who've been retired since 2014, actually. That's when you joined, 2014, and you're not doing it. You're not doing it. You're sitting on the couch listening. You go, man, I've been listening since 2014. Why have I not done anything? It's time to get in, okay? 35th anniversary. I want you here. I'm going to give you a membership that normally costs $740. I'm going to give it to you, believe it or not, if you get on this special, I'm going to give it to you for $197. And for $1 more, you can bring a friend. So it's two memberships for $198. To do that, though, you're going to have to text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Guys, if you've been sitting there on the couch now for 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, and done nothing, I hear people all the time tell me, yeah, I listened to you, and I listened to you, and I listened to you, and finally, it took, you know, my wife dying, my husband dying, my kid getting sick, my car breaking down, losing my job. Don't wait for your life to crash before the pain is so great that you want to go look into doing something to buy your life back from corporate America, to look into something to increase the amount of income you can produce in your life so that you can have things for your family, or help raise your family members or contribute to your church. Whatever it is, people want and need money in their life, and this is a way to get more of it. Some people want to get out of their jobs. This is a way to do that. This is something you want to get into, and for $197, all you're missing is your time. Invest your time. You may have to take a flight to get here. It's in Houston, Texas, and it is September 4th, and that's the case study. And then September 6th and 7th is the two-day class. You want to come out and spend the time with me. If you can't do that, then you can watch it on video, but I guarantee you, watching me on video is nothing like seeing me in person and spending the time, because we're going to have parties and everything else. It's going to be a big shindig. So, and I've got some other surprises coming up, lots of surprises coming up. So you want to be here instead of just watch it on the video. But if that's all you can do, you can sign up and watch it on the video if you have to. All right, back to Peggy and Leo. And guys, I'm going to ask you now about something that's unintended consequences, and that is the social aspect of Lifestyles Unlimited. Were you surprised when you got here how open people were?
They are amazing. I mean, everybody wants to help everybody else. We've got the abundance mentality. It's not like in the world where competitors won't share their information with each other that are in some line of business. We believe that the more we share information with each other, the better off we all are as a whole. And I tell you, I mean, we've been to Christmas parties. We've been out to dinners, lunches, people having retirement parties because they're retiring from corporate life. People in the hospital that were all, you know, getting together and taking care of them and keeping in touch with them and encouraging them. I mean, it's just amazing. And people that just come and visit, they're not members, they can feel it. They're like, you guys seem like your family. And, you know, we really are. I mean, it's a big club. You're not going to be tight with everybody. Everybody's got their own, you know, friends that they hang around with. But aggregate as a whole, we are family. So, yeah, I was very surprised. I've never seen anything like it in my life. But I think a lot of it is that we just share with each other and we take care of each other. So, and we really have a whole new set of friends, and we're all really on the same page. We kind of think out of the box, and we're investing for the future. And like Dale always says, it's not just about the money. It's like the lifestyle. And also another thing we've done, we've been on cruises that we went with our Lifestyles friends, and that was a blast. We just had a great time. So, yes, Dale, definitely. I was very surprised. You know, it's great.
You know, you bring up the cruise thing. Somebody hit me up yesterday about that. Says, why don't we have any more cruises? I go, we do have cruises. I just don't go on them. Why don't you go on them, Del? I go, I'm just not a cruise guy. I'm sorry. I've been on one of them, right? But the thing that's interesting is that there's so many people in our group that they congregate by what they like. So I've got some people are cruise people. I belong to the group that's the international travel group. I mean, we go to we've been everywhere. You name it, we're going to everywhere again this year. So the international travel group goes places, national, you know, international travel. We've got people that are, we had the motorhome group where there was a whole group of people with motorhomes. We had guys with all-terrain vehicles with off-road jeeps and trucks and things, and they had a whole group of people in here. It seems like whatever we've got some airplane people that like, they all have their planes, and they're like a little group of plane guys. It's amazing. We've got a Hawaiian congregation out there, and they're just getting larger and larger and larger. And then there's little local groups everywhere. I mean, even here in Houston, we have the South Galveston group and the North Woodlands group. And that just, you don't have to know the Houston. Houston is so large that from the top of Houston to the bottom of Houston, it's like a whole state on the East Coast, right? It's that big. And so we have multiple groups. Everywhere I go, there's a group, and different types of groups for different types of people, which is interesting. They congregate together, but the core is they're all financially free. In other words, we don't have time to go do all these things unless we were retired or if not retired, financially free enough to be able to do it, to get away with it, to get off from work and know that we don't have to sweat, you know, the fact that our boss isn't going to fire us. They know they won't fire us because they know we have money coming in. In fact, they're always asking. I get this all the time. My boss asks me, can he come to one of these meetings too? And they go, what are you doing now? And the funniest one is when you tell your boss you're going to quit. That's the mind boggler. Yeah, I think I'm going to quit. What do you mean you're going to quit? Nobody quits. You get fired, right? No. I'm ready. What are you going to do? I'm just going to be retired. That's all. So, hey, guys, thanks for coming on again. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you at the anniversary party and case study. The rest of you out there, get on that number. Text radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007 and save a whole kind of lot of money getting in here for our anniversary event. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you there.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.